The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, July 5th edition, doing it special. A special event. Joe Biden came to my hometown, had the president. We played that speech. Hope you enjoyed it. We've also had Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. We've had our pal Earl Ingram, who did the very first interview with Joe Biden post-debate. And we've got time for you from here to the top of the 6 o'clock hour. Join us, 844-967-2789. Then, you know, get your fish fry in. And then at 7 o'clock Central Time, my understanding from the coverage I've been seeing, the ABC News interview with Joe Biden that happens tonight will air tonight at 8 o'clock, which means 7 Central Time, I greatly suspect here. I'm reading from the Hill. President Biden will participate in a high-stakes interview today with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos. Easy for me to say. You know, today is a Friday that feels like a Monday. That the television network is calling a primetime special and airing at 8 p.m. Again, that's Eastern, I suspect, at 7 o'clock Central. So, you know, get your fish in early. The potential make-or-break interview comes 8 days after Biden's disastrous debate performance, which was undermined his presidential campaign, some say. His performance in Madison today, if you're tuning in just now, he was vigorous. He was defiant, according to the New York Times. I'm calling him vigorous. He was mischievous. Joe was witty today. Anyways, hope you heard the speech. And you can be a part of this fine program. I'll listen to you. I'll hear you at 844-967-2789. A conservative love muffin, eager to make it to the top of the queue. It's Gary from Sussex. How you doing, Gary?
Okay. You know, as bad as you guys feel about how Joe Biden's performed at the debate, we as Republicans are just as concerned because we don't want him getting booted out either. Because of the fact is, like, when I talk,
because you think he's the patsy you're going to beat? You and Trump got a strategy, Gary?
Yes, that's, you've been reading my mind, Mike. You know,
well, it's easy to read a simple mind sometimes, Gary.
Yes, yes, but simple minds think alike. You know, that's the thing. Like I told you guys when I talked to you guys the night of the debate, I said that, you know, this we've been saying for months and maybe even years that Joe Biden is not doing really well. And he's getting a little confused. And all the Democrats would say, well, that's cheap fake videos. Well, we knew that CNN would show it just the way it is. Okay, so today in Madison, he did well. You know why? Because it's between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock. This guy is, he's not doing really well early in the morning, and after 4 o'clock, he gets.
When do you do most of your work, Gary? I mean, you get up in the morning, you go to work, you put in most of the work between now and 4 o'clock, man. I know, because you make time to listen to the greatest radio show ever.
Of course. And sometimes you even see me on ladders. Remember, you talked about you were hoping
I have
to kick my ladder out?
You said I wasn't cheering against you, but You know, it would have made good radio, Gary.
Yeah, you were taking bets. Who's going to kick out Gary's ladder on up on a two-story building? I thought that was kind of funny anyways. Okay. But the point that I have is I think that nobody should be running for president, including Trump, that's over 65. I think they should have term limits and age limits. And Joe Biden, Uncle Joey's a nice guy. I don't dislike him. I certainly don't hate him. And I feel bad for him because I'm old too. You know, my brain isn't as quick as it was. I'm 72, you know, compared to when I was 25. So I don't want to make fun of him, and I never would. And most Republicans that I know don't make fun of him. And I'm just concerned.
Gary, you're not listening very close, man. Turn up the hearing aids, because most Republicans do indeed make fun of the guy. What do you think the whole really. Let's? Oh, come on, Gary. Come on, Gary, as my friend Earl would say. Gary, that's fine. Well, I'm not going to paint you with that broad brush. So.
Thank you.
I know that you want Biden to be our guy.
Joe Biden stay.
Because you think that your fine candidate, Donald Trump, is going to beat Joe Biden. And
badly.
You don't think your guy's been diminished at all. You haven't seen a different side of Trump this elective cycle. Then, Gary, are you paying attention, sir? Because if I'm going to be honest, and I was honest on the air, if I'm going to be honest with you, Gary, and you, the audience, and say, Joe ain't the Joe I remember, and I'm a little startled because I saw Grandma naked as I described it earlier in the show, Gary. Well, it's pretty damn startling to see Trump naked too, man. He is in cognitive decline, Gary. Guy's just rambling, bambling. I mean, come on, Gary. The guy doesn't make any sense most of the time.
The one thing that I did not like, and I told my wife as we were sitting there watching it, the stupid grin that Trump has on his face. I can't stand it. I'd like to slap it off his face. But when he's looking normal and he's not being, like, abusive and doing elder abuse, I thought he was pretty much in control. So I was proud of the way he did it. Just wipe that stupid smirk off his face.
Gary, is it possible that Trump is one of the bigger BSers of all time? That the truth, that he doesn't found anything he says with, let's say, truth or facts. You know, if it earns ratings or it gets attention, he'll say anything.
I think that both of them lied, obviously, when he went out there. And
what do you think Trump lied about? And then what do you think Joe lied about? Real quick, Gary.
Well, first of all, the stupidest thing when they were acting like kids, Trump doesn't golf and he doesn't beat these guys in a regular golf meet. He's lying because everybody turns their head when he kicks the ball and when he misses it. And then, obviously, Joe Biden doesn't have a 6 handicap. That was ridiculous. But when Joe Biden said that he was supported by the Border Patrol people, I don't believe that. I think Trump is supported by it. But both of them are going to lie, and they're both are going to exaggerate, and they did not do any fact-checking. So the more they didn't fact-check, the more they both lied.
Well, Gary, I don't want to be accused of not fact-checking you, my friend. I hope you have a great fourth weekend. Be safe out there. Keep listening. We'll do a live show with my little buddy Dom back on Monday. But in the meantime, what audience is out there trying to capture the essence of what Joe Biden had to say in Madison? I don't want to leave them with the bad, you know, Gary barbecue flavor. 844-967-2789. Our pal L.A. Tom calling from the leftist coast. Tom, how'd our boy Joe Biden sound today?
Well, Crudy, first off, I want to just take my hat off to you, like I told you yesterday on a text. If it wasn't for you, civic media would not be where it is today. And you really, really need to take a bow and, you know, really realize you got Earl doing an interview with the President of the United States, and that would have never happened if Devil's Advocate wasn't first. your dream, and then your dream also to bring progressive media to Wisconsin.
Well, that's like steel underwear, dude. I mean, Earl earned that interview with President Joe Biden. He'd had a couple with the vice president, too. I mean, let's not diminish Earl earning that interview, because I'm not stealing any of his glory on that.
No, and I'm not diminishing Earl at all. I'm just talking about the station as a whole. I mean, Crudy, you're the one that started this, and you should really get some accolades for it. I know you're not the kind of guy that wants them, but I'm just giving them to you. So just take them.
I'm not interrupting much. No, go ahead, Tom. Go ahead.
second, I've been going like this roller coaster. This morning I was saying, if Joe's going to get out, he should get out now.
Yeah.
So people can get used to the idea of having a woman president for 3 months. So therefore, we can actually win this race that way.
Yeah.
But now today I see him and he's a completely different person. I don't know why. I don't know if, when you're.
Well, I don't think Gary's so far from wrong. I just think he's far more vigorous during the daytime hours, man.
Well, that could be. I know I'm more of a daytime person. I get up at 4 o'clock every morning and usually in bed by 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And I've always been that way because that's when I lived in Wisconsin and, worked on a farm and stuff like that. That was part of what you did. But I will say to Gary, my friend, Joe Biden did misspeak. He was actually, it was by the union of the Border Patrol that actually did give him the endorsement. It wasn't the actual.
Is that going to sway Gary's vote? I mean, Tom, I appreciate the nuance, but swaying Gary's vote?
I hope that Gary really looks at it in terms of the return on investment and people like him that are actually pretty good guys and sensible Republicans. I would just like them to start fighting to get money out of politics, because I think that's the whole problem with our whole political system. And congratulations to Wisconsin now for getting the lockbox or getting the boxes back, and also Act 10. And please, people, vote no on your two amendments that are coming up on the power grab that the legislature is trying to take, even though they don't show up for work. All right. Thank you, Crudy.
All right, L.A. Tom, thank you for listening. Our pal L.A. Tom from the leftist coast. You can listen to the Devil's Advocates. Take us with CruteandDom.com. There is no Dom and Crute.com if he's not showing up for work. When Joe Biden comes to my hometown, come back. We can air some grievances. We can have a nice conversation. How do you think Joe did today? He certainly met the standard. He did not, as we like to say, crap the bed. That is a standard. Joe cleared that hurdle today. I thought he was vigorous. The New York Times called him defiant. He said he ain't getting out. People are trying to push him out. You cannot push us out. More Devil's Advocates, 844-96-PARTY.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looks.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm excited. Joe Mentum in Madison, Wisconsin. The president came to my hometown, gave a vigorous speech. He was defiant. He ain't getting out of the race, at least not any indication that he gave today. Again, there were many fine politicians that did join him today, including Mark Pocan, Mayor Satya, Rhodes Conway here from Madison. Governor Tony Evers, again, there has been a movement amongst the Democratic governors, and Evers wasn't clearly on the list, but he campaigned with the president. They bro-hugged it out. A little awkward, but, they worked it out. But Tammy Baldwin, not there today. And it's interesting. She has a campaign going on, obviously, and her campaign preceded the announcement that Joe Biden was going to be in my hometown today, but it's also Tammy's hometown. Dan Bice over on the Page Six reporting. How badly does Tammy Baldwin not want to talk about Joe Biden? Let us count the ways. So apparently Tammy up in Marinette. I'll just give you a little of the Biden piece and then back to the phones. Phone number, text number, it's the same. 844-967-2789. Dateline Marinette. Want to see a veteran politician dance on the hottest issue of the moment? Question mark. Here is U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin on Friday at a place for coffee, a Marinette eatery nearly 200 miles away from the capital city of Madison, where President Joe Biden was simultaneously speaking to supporters. Defiantly speaking, I would say, but back to Bice's piece. Biden was telling his crowd that he had no plans to drop his re-election bid, despite his disastrous debate performance against former Republican President Donald Trump last week. Biden said today, and this was a quote in Madison, "They're trying to push me out of the race," Biden said. "Let me say this clearly as I can. I'm staying in the race." Now, Daniel Bice writes, for her part, Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat like Biden, spent 20 minutes telling 50 or so adoring supporters about her childhood, her political history, her most important pieces of legislation, and her opponent, Republican Eric Hudvey. She talked about everything, it seemed, except Biden. Afterwards, she met with TV and print reporters for a little more than 2 minutes, but still, no Biden talk. "I will tell you, I am focused on my own campaign," she said. "I've always found Tammy to be quite focused. She really doesn't get involved in the current events. Never really waded in and tried to make news on the daily headlines. I'm just telling you, historically, Dan, that's not her cup of tea." Now, told that Hudvey had accused her of hiding behind her staff when asked about Biden, the second-term senator still ducked the question. "It's not my decision," she said. The Biden campaign announced Friday, and I heard Tom say, "Getting the money out of politics." I did see this headline, Tom, while I was at the Biden event. It will be airing $50 million in ads this month in Wisconsin and other battleground states. This month, $50 million, the Biden campaign. Baldwin declined to say if the TV spots will be a help or hindrance to her campaign. "I've been putting up my own political advertising. I'm focused on traveling the state and meeting people where they are, and that's my focus." Again, but understand Dan Bice is trying to get her on the record. He concludes, "I then pointed out that we've known each other for more than 30 years, going back to when she was my Dane County supervisor in the early 90s. Mostly, Baldwin has been straightforward and forthright in her comments over the years. So for an old-timer's sake," says Dan Bice, "would Baldwin just express some opinion, any opinion, on whether Biden should run for re-election or step aside?" Her response, "It is his decision." And Dan Bice concludes, "So Baldwin's political dance continues." Maybe she just doesn't want to break it to you, Dan. 844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie. Chris, I appreciated the long message. I was running down the highway when you sent it to me. I didn't read it all, I got to admit.
Well, that's okay. I'm going to be working on that on the side. I don't think I'm going to be talking about that right now. I did call to talk about your caller that was saying that he would vote for Trump even though he was abusive. He said, "Me, Gary," he said, "you know, he gets kind of abusive, but, you know, he's going to vote for the guy anyway." I don't get that. And he was talking also about how sleepy Biden was in the morning. I think Trump didn't show up in the Oval Office until 11 in the morning. I think that was the normal time for him to show up.
Well, so, he was watching the Morning Joe and the Fox News, the Foxy Friends. I mean, he had a very busy morning to keep with the cable news outlets.
And then he was doing, you know, Trump business and on golf courses and paying porn stars and, you know, doing stuff like that. So he was kind of a busy guy.
Did you hear?
So, you know, I would take.
Chris, did you hear Joe Biden talking about the porn star today? I thought it was great. I thought Joe was punched him right in the nose today.
Yeah, I thought he did a really good job today. And I really think that people should stop beating up on him, particularly his own team. You know, Senator Baldwin, I don't really have such a problem with her response. I think she probably did have an event. This came up pretty quick. You know, she's got her own stuff that she has to deal with, I think, here, even in Dean County, because we have 35. But, you know, Biden came here. Maybe she had an event scheduled already. I think that, you know, her answer was probably okay. I think it is his decision. I don't think it is up to anybody else. I mean, he's king, right? I mean, he has all the power now. So, you know, people better buckle up.
Respect his authority. Do you think the man would abuse it?
He says he won't, and I think that people really should pay attention to the fact that we have a president that was just given these sweeping powers, and he said he didn't want it. The other guy's not going to say that, and he's not going to act like that. And I don't know even if all of any other candidates we may put up on our side would be that way as well. We would be putting up people that are not vetted. I don't think it's a really good idea to be changing horses at this point. We have a vice president if anything happens to the president. So I really think that people should just knock it off and get behind the president. I think he's done some really good things. I am not happy about Gaza. I think he needs to get us and our money out of there.
Are you going to watch the interview tonight on ABC, Chris, 7 o'clock?
I will. Yep. President Biden, get us out of Gaza and you'll win.
Well, that'd be a good start, Chris. Thank you for your time and your message earlier today. Sorry I wasn't able to read it all, driving and all. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Time to air your grievances if you got them. Joe Biden in my hometown, that's not a problem with me. Whether or not he's up for the job, well, as Tammy Baldwin would say, that's his decision. Calling us now, that's mandatory. 844-967-2789. More Devils. The happier happy hour rolls on.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I didn't know if I was going to... I didn't want to interrupt the boss, Rich. You don't interrupt Bruce Springsteen if you can help it. Folks, special July 5th edition. We got Joe Biden in my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin. He gave what I describe as a vigorous speech. New York Times immediately called him defiant, said people are trying to force him out. He's not leaving. So would love to know, we played the speech for you fine people, and we played the exclusive interview with our friend Earl Ingram. He got the first interview with President Joe Biden post-debate. We played that out for you in hour number one. So if you didn't hear it, where were you? Going to have to listen to the podcast over the weekend. Or you could keep listening right now and join us, 844-967-2789. Want to get your opinion. How did President Joe Biden do? Did he meet the standard? Are we moving on? Are we moving on from Joe? Cam from Appleton. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, I missed the speech that he literally just did. I will check back on it as soon as I can. I think I remember when I called him last time, I had mentioned that I thought maybe in my fantasy land that I would pick someone like Waltz. And I mean, if we absolutely
Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota.
And I know that just he doesn't have the name recognition. Nothing like that would work. But if I were to pick an absolutely chaotic pick, I think John Stewart would be an interesting president.
Well, why John Stewart? I mean, I love John Stewart as a comedian, as you know,
I love him as
president
of the, I don't know how he would do
of the nation. Less so, probably. It seems a little too neurotic to me.
I think I can agree with that, but he also is very open to listening to both sides. I remember my very first time seeing Jon Stewart was actually not any of his comedic shows. It was when he was cussing out the courts when it came to making sure that the 9/11 first responders were getting the health care that they needed. And I was like thinking to myself, I don't really ever see anyone high up social status wise like that advocating for people that long and hard. It kind of blew my mind. And I don't think that he is left-leaning enough to make himself delusioned. That's why.
Cam, I'm going to cut you off, man, because I'd put him way down the list from like Michelle Obama, and we're not going to get Michelle Obama either. And she is the only Democrat currently beating Trump in the polling. And she has said many times, she's not running. And I can't imagine Jon Stewart is suddenly going to galvanize the support of the nation. So I don't want to waste our time. I don't, you know, I'm not saying that your opinions aren't valid, Cam. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole with you when I think if Joe performs poorly in the ABC News interview with Stephanopoulos tonight, you're going to hear calls anew. And even today, I'm walking out of Joe Biden in Madison, and it's being reported by the Washington Post. It's being pushed to my phone. We've got Democratic senators like Mark Warren who are trying to, you know, galvanize enough support amongst their caucus to approach Joe and say, Joe, it's time to go. Now, I've also seen it described elsewhere. Mark Warner has committed political suicide today. But you see the reaction. We mentioned the reaction of Tammy Baldwin on the campaign trail in northern Wisconsin today. And when pushed, she doesn't really want to go and embrace Joe Biden. She's got her own campaign to win. Now, by contrast, Tony Evers hugged it out with Joe today. Again, a bit awkward, but, you know, whatever. 844-967-2789. Roe from Oregon. Roe, I meet you at the rally today?
You bet. Good time. Great talking with you, Mike.
Yeah, very nice to meet you as well, sir. What was your impression of President Joe Biden today on the north side of Madison?
One word, solid. Solid. I think all of us left the event today realizing he's the guy. He's our nominee. He can get the job done to defeat Trump and give us the four more years that we want.
Come on, Ro. A meatball sub is solid, dude. He was more than, you know, a hearty meal. He was vigorous. I think there's more action there.
Defiant and vigorous. Defiant and vigorous. I agree with your use of words there. Good going.
No,
and at
thank
the same
you, sir.
Time, I like you telling us about Tammy's situation, too. That's one of the reasons I tune into the radio show to hear a variety of, you know, perspectives
how
on
do
the
you,
Democratic Party.
How do you think that Tammy Baldwin should be handling this? She's obviously polling better than Biden currently, and she's got a campaign to win, and we want to retain the U.S. Senate. So what's Tammy's responsibility, and is she carrying out her role, in your opinion, Ro?
She's wavering away from it. I think that she should be getting closer to Biden. And, you know, the whole issue of one event, you know, derailing everything. There's a lot of wheels in motion. And to get off of this road that we're on now for a new candidate, there's more risk and trouble involved with trying to go down that path than with the candidate what we saw today.
Well, part of the defiance, Ro, as you know, you were in the room today when Joe Biden spoke, and he said, it was the voters that made me the nominee of the Democratic Party, millions of voters, people like you. And I think he was implying, because he certainly stated, people are trying to push me out, and the voters like you picked me. You wanted me. So I think he was kind of playing to the crowd, did you agree with me in that assessment, Ro?
I agree. Joe is a seasoned politician, and he's an excellent speaker. He knows how to work a crowd and all of those things. His rally today was much more vigorous than the Obama rally I went to in 2012 when he came the week before that election and stuff. Joe's had some fight in him today.
Yeah, Joe did. Ro, very nice to have met you, sir. 844-967-2789. Be like Ro. And an unusual name, you know, like Roe v. Wade, but that's his name. He told me it was difficult. He gave me a card, and my old eyes, my blurry eyes, thought it was Bob, and then I'm like, that's not Bob. So then he clarified, it's Ro. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul. How you doing, Paulie? Did you see the president today?
Well, I got to listen to him on your station, and if he would have even done half this well at the debate, we wouldn't even be talking about Joe. I mean, even just half. It was awesome what I heard today. I would like to see it in person. You did, so I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, he was funny. He was witty. He showed lots of facial expression. He was, he was snarky, smart-ass Joe, and I liked those qualities. That was not the guy on the debate stage.
No, it's sad. If he would have been, like I said, half of what he was today on the debate stage, because Trump was god-awful also. All he did was lie. But that being said, I'm all for letting this play out. Yeah, we'll see how he does with George tonight. If he does fine there, the press and that are going to be watching him to see if he does makes any mistakes. But in my opinion, if something does happen, I don't see any way around not putting Kamala Harris up. And she's right there in the wing. So if Joe does go down for some reason, I'll run Kamala. I think she could beat Trump also. So that's
well,
my
she
opinion.
Polls. She's polling better than the boss right now. Kamala Harris is polling within 2 points of Trump. And the most recent polls, the post-debate polls, we've seen Joe down as much as 6 to Trump nationally. And that's what's got Tammy Baldwin and the Democratic senators scared you-know-what-less, Paul, because they're looking at the polling and they're saying, how do I overcome a 6-point deficit at the top of the ticket?
Well, I never disagree with anything Tammy does, because she's probably the best campaigner I've ever seen in this state. She just knows how to get it done. So I don't blame them for backing off a little bit until a week goes by here. You should not be down by 6 points to Trump. It just shouldn't be. Maybe it's because people aren't listening to him. I don't know. But that guy shouldn't be anywhere near a light switch in the White House, Cootie, for goodness sakes. He's a very dangerous man. But I'm in the camp that give Joe some time. If it doesn't work out, he's got a good VP. I really like Kamala Harris. I think she's coming into her own, and that's my opinion. And thanks for going there today, because what you say means a lot to me, because you're like a truth teller. So if you say he was had charge of the room, I believe it. So,
the room
thanks,
was
Cootie.
Yeah, you're welcome, Paul. And the room was there to lift Joe as well. They wanted Joe to know, I would say, the Democratic supportive that showed up in Madison. It was a middle school gymnasium. According to the campaign, they had over 1,000, including the overflow room. But the people there were there to lift Joe as much as they wanted to be lifted by Joe. Does that make sense? I hope it does. 844-967-2789. Doogie calling from Chicago. Well, you're not listening on WCPT yet, Doogie, but wait till the convention starts. Then we're going to be live all night long in Chi-Town.
I love it. But you know what? My grievance is that you're actually not on 540 at 3 o'clock. I didn't know you expanded the show for a long time because of that. I'm a radio guy. I like to listen to the radio on the radio. I know I can get it on the phone, but, you know.
Well, but, Doogie, I don't know what to tell you, man. You can't get us all the way from Madison to where you're at, but
no,
try the 1580 signal. You might on a good day catch us, Doogie.
I try, but hey, what was that word you use? Jodivation. Is that what you use?
Jodivation, Jomentum.
Yeah, I like that. Jomentum. That's it. You know what? We gotta like you start using that like every day and instill that in people's heads. The Democrat Party lost me in 2017 when they ousted Al Franken. They ganged up on him for no reason, and you know we really needed his influence in our party. Now they're ganging up on Joe Biden, and the Republicans, they unconditionally fall in line and back their guy. Period. You know, there was a lot of people who didn't really want to back Trump in the beginning. And eventually, okay, this is our guy, no matter what. So the media is really getting me angry because they're pushing this narrative of he needs to back out. Democrats are ganging up on Joe. He needs to back out. No, everybody needs to fall in line. This is your guy. End of story. Done deal.
Doogie, I'm not a fall in line kind of guy, though. I got to tell you, I'm not a fall in line kind of guy.
But,
and those that... know Joe best, And I'm not saying that's Mark Warner, the Democratic senator from Virginia, but those that know him best, if they feel like he's diminished, then yes, there should be a meeting of elder statesmen. If I was out here on the radio embarrassing myself every day, Doogie, I hope some friends would take me aside and say, you know, take more Fridays off with Dom, something like that.
Well, you know, it's the trend. Like, every incumbent has always blown their first debate. So, I mean, this is kind of sort of expected, but, you know, everybody's got the attention span of a fruit fly. So, you know, they're just riding the wave that, oh, he's terrible. No, you know what? And it all goes back to 60 Minutes, 2020, back in 2016. I remember this very clearly, and I think I've explained this before, is that when they went to a rural diner and asked a married couple and a woman, and the wife said, I will not vote for a woman, that's why Hillary lost for a lot of white women, is because they still believe that a woman should not be in a position of power. And that's the really...
Doogie, I'm going to disagree with you for a minute. I think part of the problem is the Democrats put out the less appealing candidate and then expect we, the electorate, to defer to their better judgment. They tell us who the more palatable candidate is, or the superdelegates do. And I'm not saying that's what's happening with Joe, but some find Joe less palatable than you, Doogie. Although I just struggled to say that word. Little Joe Mentum struggling. More Devils! One last...
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom!
Devils Advocates, July 5th, Friday edition. Still time to air your grievances around here. 844-967-2789. Be patient. I'll try to get to everyone. Mark from Sussex. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us this fine holiday weekend?
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. In the words of your co-partner, Dom, total chaos on the Democratic side. Why do you think Tammy Baldwin wasn't there or answered the question about...
Well, she wasn't there because she had prior events, but she's not answering the question because she doesn't want to be attached to a currently unpopular president. You know the answer, Mark. I know the answer. She's politically shrewd. She's fighting her own campaign.
And that's exactly what the Democratic Party is going through right now. They don't know whether to back them or to boot them. And again, when I look at as a Republican, I can't believe the 25th Amendment is not being brought forward even by Democrats.
Come on, guy.
I want Biden to run. I want Biden to run.
I know. Because I hear you guys saying that. But understand, when your guy was the president, when Trump was the president, Mark, his cabinet honestly thought about utilizing the 25th Amendment because the guy was trying to coup the government of the United States, dude. He wasn't going to leave. And you act like my party's in disarray. Your guy's a 34-time convicted felon. Mark, just because he, you know, strings a few words together, they're not sensible words, and most of them are BS, man. You know it, and I know it. The guy is not the stronger candidate. The Democratic Party just keeps rolling out unpalatable candidates and telling us they're damn good. Your guy's horrible. I don't know how you could possibly like your guy. And I mean that in all sincerity, Mark.
I'm not disagreeing with you because I'm not a Trump fan.
But you're going to vote for him, right?
What is in the White House? But seeing what is happening right now, shame on the media, shame on the Biden family for putting him through this. This is a disgrace. And again, if you take a look at other countries, they're looking at us like we are idiots.
Well, they did that when Trump was the president, man. So let's slow your roll in that regard, Mark. I would say Joe Biden, the day after he looked terrible at the debate, Mark, and you probably heard my analogy. I said it's like seeing your grandma naked. You never forget that, right? But Joe Biden came out that Friday and said, I would not run if I didn't feel I was capable of doing this job. That's him saying it. That's not Hunter. That's not Jill Biden. That's not anybody else, Mark. That's the candidate. And that's the guy that gets to decide. He has been a very successful president. Whether or not you want to acknowledge that, he has been. And I hope that he says, you know what, for the good of the nation, maybe my vice president is a better choice. She's more vibrant than I am. And this is the most important choice this nation may ever have to face. I would choose someone else, but I was never a blue no matter who guy. I think that's just as cultish as MAGA. I don't believe it's blue no matter who. I'm sorry. 844-967-2789. Chris from Rice Lake. Welcome, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hi, how's it going? I just wanted to ask you, do you really think that Kamala Harris is electable?
Yes.
Because I've talked to lots of women, and I have not run into one woman that says that she will vote for her.
I think you're hanging in the wrong circle. So I can tell you this, Chris. I have talked to her. Kamala Harris is intense, dude. I mean, you want a powerful woman? You want someone who's got a lot on the ball? You want the opposite of Joe Biden from an intellectual point of view? I talked to her after the Kavanaugh hearings. I mean, this is an intense lady, dude. Yes, I don't think we know half of the intellectual prowess of Kamala Harris because we don't put her in a position to go out there and just hammer her opponents. But when given that opportunity, Chris, she would be very good at it. This may not be your time, but sometime in the future, she'll take another crack at the presidency.
Well, I'm sure she will, but I just don't think that this country is, what word am I looking for? That they're just not ready to elect an African-American woman.
But Chris, look at the polling with Michelle Obama. The greatest fear of the conservatives right now is Michelle Obama. Because they know
that's easy to say, Crudy. It's easy to say that when she's not running. If she was running, it might be different. I mean, I agree with you. I would vote for Kamala Harris. I'm just saying I haven't run into anybody who says that they would. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I appreciate your point of view, Chris. And I would say, given the opportunity, I think to get to know her better, you would like her as much as I like her. Mark, you get the last word today. Make it a good one, fella.
Blue, no matter who this time around, because 2025 and protecting our nation is too important. Because Republicans want to get rid of Social Security, Medicare, and women having the right to actually divorce their abusive husbands.
You're talking about the Project 2025. It will reassure you to know, Mark, former President Trump, 34-time convicted felon, said earlier today, "I don't know anything about the Project 2025." What do you mean it's all my former staffers that rolled out this plan? I'm completely unassociated with it. And he's always been so credible up till now. Rich, thank you for coming in on a Friday on a holiday weekend. Thank you all for listening. Joe Biden came to my hometown, had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun with Earl Ingram. He got the exclusive with Joe Biden earlier. Also, Ben Wickler. Anybody I'm forgetting? We're trying to sneak Terry in, but anyways, Terry, thank you. Saw him at Terry Bell, the fine news director of Civic Media. Saw him at the Biden rally. Have a great 5th of July. We'll do it again on Monday when I think Dom will be back.